It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Caregivers for members of the military and veterans experience depression at a higher rate than any other group in the nation, and that can be lethal.
Out of a sample of 500 caregivers, almost 24% said yes, I have considered suicide since becoming a caregiver.
Dr. Roxana Delgado is director of the Caring for the Caregiver program at UT Health San Antonio, and she was her Iraq War veteran husband's caregiver for years while he worked to regain his independence. Her research led to the creation of the Military and Veteran Caregiver Portfolio, which explores health outcomes in military caregivers.
And I want to make sure that those coming behind understand that there's hope and that there's a future, and that being a caregiver may be challenging, but it should not be the end of life of anyone.
Her research led to the creation of the Military and Veteran Caregiver Portfolio, which explores health outcomes in military caregivers.
We are seeing a trend where those family members who are caring mostly for veterans who have TBI or PTSD, they're at a higher risk of experiencing the sense of suicidality themselves.
Delgado's research has led to the development of resources and support to help caregivers feel less hopeless and isolated, including the Academy for Inclusive Care, which trains healthcare providers on how best to include caregivers in the creation of treatment plans for their veteran. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.